العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, The one who recited three salawat upon me during the day and night each with devotion and love, it is upon Allah Almighty that He forgives his sins of that day and that night. Padta rahu kasrat se durood un pe sada mein. Padta rahu kasrat se durood un pe sada mein. Aur zikr ka bhi shauk pae ghausur azade. Ameen bijahin nabi ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we're here presenting the program Al-Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We've heard about some of the incidents of the blessed life of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and his lifestyle. In today's episode, we're going to hear about the miracles of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But before we discuss the miracles of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we're going to hear about miracles, meaning karamat, and its evidences in today's episode. What is a miracle? Is it proven in the Holy Quran and Hadith? But first of all, let's understand what is called a miracle, karamat. A surprising and rare action which does not usually occur in the common practice and is expressed by an abstinent Muslim is called a miracle, karamat. If the same sort of thing is expressed by Prophet ﷺ before the declaration of prophethood, it is called irhas. And if it is after the declaration of prophethood, it is called mojiza, a prophetic miracle. Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that the miracle, the marvel of awliya is a fact. The one who denies it is misguided. There are many kinds of miracle. For example, bringing the dead back to life, healing the vision impaired and leper, covering long distances in few moments, walking on water, flying in the air, becoming aware of what lies in the heart and observing the distant things, etc. Also remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that the actual miracle is to act upon the Sharia and Sunnah with steadfast. A miracle is that a person would become obedient to Sharia in such a way that he would not commit a haram action. He would follow every order of Sharia. So then Abu Yazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala states, if you see a person flying in the air, don't be deceived by him until you see whether that person acts upon the orders which Allah Almighty has given or not, and whether he refrains from things which are forbidden or not, and to what extent he cares about the limits of Sharia and follows Sharia. Allama Umar Nasafi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the miracle of awliya of Allah Almighty are a fact. Hence, the miracle of a wali appears in a way which is different from the common practice. For example, covering a long distance in a short time. In its explanation, Imam Sa'aduddin Taftazani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, for example, the courtier of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina walayhi salatu wasalam, Asif bin Balkhiyah rahmatullahi ta'ala, presented the throne of Bilqis, which was at a long distance before the blink of an eye. Believing in truthfulness of miracles, it's from the essentials of Ahl Sunnah. Hence, the one who denies the miracles of awliya has an incorrect belief and is misguided. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala states, denying the miracles of awliya is misguidance. It is mentioned in Sharah Fiqh Akbar, the miracles of awliya are proven through the Holy Quran and Sunnah. The opinion of those who deny the miracles of awliya is not reliable at all. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam asked Sayyidina Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, where did you get these fruits from? Sayyidina Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied, they are from Allah Almighty. Hence the Lord proclaims, Translation from Kanzul Iman, whenever Zakaria visited her at her prayer chamber, he would find new sustenance, i.e. non-seasonal fruits with her. He asked, O Maryam, from where did this come to you? She answered, that is from Allah. Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha used to have summer fruits in winter and winter fruits in summer. And it does not happen in common practice that the fruits of one season are available in another season. This was the miracle of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. The continuous sleep of the people of Kahf for 309 years without eating and drinking anything is also the evidence of a miracle. In Ahadith, many such incidents are presented in which miracles are mentioned. Let's listen to some narrations. Look at the knowledge of the unseen of the beloved companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, that he gave the news of his death and good end, etc. beforehand. Hence, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala states, when the battle of Uhud occurred, my father, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, called me at night and said, I think I will be the first martyr amongst the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For me, you are the most beloved after the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I am in debt. You should pay it. And I advise you to display goodness to your sisters. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala states, we saw that the first martyr in the morning was none other than him. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani channel, there are incidents of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's listen to these two incidents as well. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, went to the grave of a pious young man. He addressed him and said, O so and so, Allah Almighty has promised, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the one who fears standing in the majestic court of his Lord, for him are two paradises, i.e. Jannah Adn and Jannah Na'im. O young man, what is your condition in the grave? Tell. That young man called out his name from the inside of the grave and replied aloud twice, my Lord Azza wa Jal has granted me these two paradises. Subhanallah. The miracle of Sayyidina Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also famous. He lost the Muslim army in Rome during a journey. He was going in search of the army when all of a sudden a lion appeared before him from the jungle. Sayyidina Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed the lion and said, O lion, I am a slave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I have such and such problem. Hearing this, the lion came and stood by him. When it would hear a voice, it would go there and it would begin to walk by him until he reached the army. Then the lion went back. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, as we've heard that we find the evidence of miracle in the Holy Quran and Hadith as well. And we've heard some ahadith about it and the incident of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And similarly, Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi ta'ala presented the throne of Bilqis in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam in the blink of an eye. This is also a miracle. Let's discuss the miracles of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He's from amongst the pious saints who were blessed with abundant miracles. A famous muhaddis, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, amongst awliya of Allah Almighty, nobody is equal to him with respect to miracles. Even some shuyukh rahimahumullah said, his miracles are like the string of pearls that when it breaks, the pearls continuously fall one after another, and his miracles are countless. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Ghawse Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, is the closest wali of Allah Almighty, who is the chief of all awliyas, and his personality is honorable and respectable for everyone. Sheikh Abu Abbas Ahmad Qarashi Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, once famine occurred in Baghdad. I complained about my starvation and abundance of children in the court of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Ghawse Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala took out one waiba, a specific measure, and said to me, put it in a sack and tie its mouth. Just open it from one side and take out the wheat. Grind it and eat it. But you must not open its mouth at all. Sheikh Abu Abbas rahmatullahi ta'ala states, we constantly took out wheat from the sack and ate it for 5 years. Then one day, my wife opened its mouth. It finished in 7 days. Then I related this matter to Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He said, if you had kept it closed and had not opened its mouth, you would have always eaten from it till your death. In other words, the wheat would not have finished. Wo aur hain jisko kahiye muhtaj, hum to hain gadaye Ghawse Azam, jo dam mein zani kare gada ko, wo kya hai ataye Ghawse Azam. SubhanAllah, my dear Yusuf Madani channel, once plague broke out in Baghdad and people began to die. The people requested him, meaning people requested Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to help them get rid of the plague. He said, eat the grass which is around our madrasa and drink the water of the well of our madrasa. The one who does this will be cured of every disease, inshallah. Hence people began to heal from the grass and the well water so much that the plague was eliminated from Baghdad in such a way that it never returned. SubhanAllah. In Tabaqat al-Kubra, the saying of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is also quoted, the Muslim who passed by my madrasa, his punishment will be decreased on Judgment Day. May Allah Almighty shower His endless mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability by His virtue. Ameen bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Gunahon ke amraz ki bhi dawa do. Gunahon ke amraz ki bhi dawa do. Mujhe ab ata ho shifa Ghawse Azam. Ameen bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala would go to madrasa, we all know the Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala was an inborn wali. So when he rahmatullahi ta'ala would go to madrasa, it was heard from the unseen, make room for the wali of Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dear Yusuf Madani channel, in today's program, we heard about the definition of miracle. It's evidence from the Holy Quran and Hadith and some miracles of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In the next program, we'll listen to more miracles of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
رحمة الله عليه آب الغوث أعظم رحمة الله عليه آب الغوث أعظم رحمة الله عليه